Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
You know, when we think of Jesus, I think we forget that he came here to serve. Always. I think we always think of him on the cross. We think of him in his sufferings. We think of him in his healings and all of the things that he did, but he really came to serve. And to serve really means to love one another, to make your life better by doing things for you. And the first reading was beautiful because it just reminds us that there's a time for certain things, and yet there's always and everywhere the time to serve someone. And that is something that I think we forget as we live in this crazy, selfish, self-centered world, that we are truly here to serve one another. And that includes strangers and our enemies. So let's sit back and think, how often and how can I serve? Let's look at today, the people that we come in contact with. How can I help their day be easier, brighter, better? I'm not asking you to do monumental things, but maybe it's rubbing your spouse's feet that you just don't want to touch, but they love it. They love when you rub their feet. Or maybe it is making your favorite dinner for someone. Maybe it's writing a card today and mailing it to a friend because you know that they're struggling with some things. Maybe it's walking to your next door neighbor's house, ringing that doorbell and saying, you know what? What do you need help with today? And you'll find a lot of people don't receive help very well either. They're uncomfortable with it because they feel that they have to do everything on their own. Can you imagine a world where all we did was try to help each other, to serve one another? I mean, what an awesome world that would be. And that we would appreciate that offer from a friend, from a neighbor, from a family member, and just give them the love and the appreciation for their help. It would just build upon itself and build upon itself. Serving others. So that was my meditation after I got through the first reading. Let me read the first reading to you in case you haven't done that yet today. And I would recommend, please, I don't care what religion you are. I know there are people who are not all Catholic that listen to this podcast. I would get the email from usccb.org emailed to you every day. Just read the daily readings because I guarantee you the Lord will speak to you every single day in Scripture. So there is an appointed time for everything, and a time for everything under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot the plant. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to be silent and a time to speak. a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. It goes on, but that's quite interesting. A time to love and a time to hate actually caught me a little bit off guard. Is there really a time to hate? I don't know. But what really jumped out to me was the Alleluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give us his life as a ransom for many. But the serve part and the service part was what I sat with today. And I meditated on it in mental prayer. And it was beautiful. Because I think if we all had that service mentality, that servant leadership, we're here to serve God on this earth, to be little Jesuses to everyone and offer our love, our healing prayers, our intercessory prayers. We're here to help guide and lead people to the Father so that they too will be in heaven with us. These are all ways that we can serve one another. So as you're out and about today, hopefully some of you are getting out. I know that there are things happening in Australia and the UK, and I've got listeners there. I pray for the world that is in a state of fear and confusion and division. This is 100% evil that is causing this disruption. And we know this is not God, but God is allowing this for a reason. I believe that we are in a time that we are going to see the Lord show himself and pull as many people to him as possible. And unfortunately, some are going to fall away. I believe that this is a time of cleansing in the church, but also healing. So in this madness, I think people are running to God because of the fear. And some are running away. So let's again be service and servants to others. That didn't come out right. Let's serve others today by loving them and doing little things to strangers, to friends, and trying really just to make their life better. If you're married, or if you're in a relationship, or let's say you've got a tumultuous deal with someone you're working with, if you just had this mentality of helping to make their life better, it would make a huge difference. Then they would want to do things for you. And then you would want to do things for them. And then they want to do things for you. It's this wonderful snowball effect. And I know this because that's how it's worked with my own husband. The more I do things for him, even though I may not want to, when I offer those up to the Lord as a sacrifice and I make it meritorious, it's even better. Because as I'm doing that dinner that I don't really like to do, I'm not one of those that like loves to cook. I cook because I have to. But when I offer it up to God for the sanctification of my husband and to bring him back to the church, that activity becomes a joy because I'm doing it for a heart to be enlightened with the Lord. So let's remember to serve one another today. I know I'm beating this in, but I think we need it. I don't think we remember to serve one another like we should, like Jesus came to do, to show us, so that we could go imitate him on this earth. There's a time for everything, and it's always a time to serve. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation? but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.